Number 3rd Town Council meeting. And I'm recording whenever you're ready.
If December already.
Judy, can you hear us? Judy Drain?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, very good. We'll go ahead and start the meeting. Whoops. Okay. This is the December 3rd, 2020 meeting. All council members are present, as am I, the mayor. We'll begin by saying the Pledge of Allegiance. So if you'll please stand and face the flag on the screen. I
pledge allegiance to the flag
of the
United States of America.
And to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God, with liberty
and justice for all. Thank you.
One of these days, we'll all say it at the same time.
Yeah, well, we're getting better, but you know. First thing on the agenda, we have two sets of minutes. We have the regular town council meeting from last month, November 5th. Has everybody had a chance to look through those? I had one change, Michela.
Okay.
Last page, under clerks.
And which one are you on, Steve?
5th.
November 5th. And it says the annual audit will be Monday, November 9th. Was that, I think it was the 19th. Oh no, okay, never mind, that's the audit. Yeah, never mind.
Okay.
Anybody else have a change or question on the November minutes?
It looked good to me, this Judy.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to go ahead and approve those.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Okay. We have a motion from Gladys.
I'll second it.
We have a second from Conrad. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Judy, aye.
Elizabeth, aye.
Aye. Conrad.
Okay. That's 5-0. For those, and then the next set of meetings were November 19th, which was the special meeting. There were only three of us that were present for that one. So Elizabeth or Judy, do you have any questions, changes?
No.
No.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that we go ahead and approve the November 19th meeting minutes.
All a second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Elizabeth, aye.
Okay, motion passes 3-0. Minutes are accepted. Next thing on the list, whenever we do planning commission members, it's appointment by the mayor with consent from the town council. We have one member, the way we've staggered it now, we have one member each year that comes up for renewal. Cookie Schaus took over Carrie's position. She's been in it about a year, done a great job. She knows all, you know, everything the planning commission is doing. She's very involved in that. So I would like to make the motion to reappoint Cookie Schaus to the Planning Commission for a first 5-year term.
Can I make a comment before we go forward?
Yes, you can.
I have no objection to reappointing Cookie. I do think that it would be a nice practice that if a position was up for like a re-term or whatever, even though Cookie didn't have her own term, I think it would be a good practice to advertise it just to see who's interested. And then if she's still interested or other people, it opens it back up. And I don't know if that's just not the way. I don't know if it, I know last year it was the same thing, and the year before it was just someone that was reappointed, because frequently it seems like people are finishing someone else's terms and so then they just stay on. But as far as I think from my perspective, anything that we're doing should be as inclusive as possible. And so my suggestion would be in the future, making sure that the positions are open and public and that anyone that's interested can apply.
Okay. Yeah, I guess my comment to that is we don't have a lot of people apply. She served the 1 year, she knows what's going on. As the mayor, I would have asked for her appointment regardless of who else applied, just because what she's been doing, but that's a good suggestion. And I think in the future, there's enough turnover that is, you know, a possibility. And normally that's a way we would go if the position was, I guess, completely open. In this case, I thought it was not that, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I understand. And I think that that's what's been happening. And I agree, you know, because of what she's done, and it was 1 year, not a 5 year term, it makes sense. It's something I've thought about it in the past. So I just thought this was a nice time to bring it up.
Okay, thank you. So I made the motion to reappoint Cookie Schaus for a 5 year term.
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor? Aye.
Gladys, aye.
Elizabeth, aye.
Judy, aye.
Aye, Conrad.
Okay, thank you. That's 5-0. Cookie, if you're tuned in, thank you for your volunteering and doing a great job on the Planning Commission. The next one has to do with the Board of Adjustment. And again, we're just trying to get things to where they're staggered a little bit so we don't have a lot of people coming off. It was pointed out to me that Ray Gardner should have at least been eligible last year to be reappointed. His term ended. So I called Ray, asked him if he would still be interested in doing a second term. He is interested. This time we do have two vacancies, so we will advertise that. But what I'd like to do is make the motion that we reappoint Ray Gardner to a second term, but this one would be a 4 year term staggered to make up for the year that I missed. So if there are any questions on that, but that's my motion, is to reappoint Ray.
And in the same motion, is it also to advertise to the two vacancies?
Yeah, I mean, that can be, I was going to make a motion on that separately, but yeah, we could add that into the motion that we do advertise the two other positions. One to replace Mark Nelson, who has agreed that if no one applies, he will continue. He made a good point that Board of Adjustment is a good place for people to start getting familiar with town government. And so he said, advertise it, see if we can get interest, but he would be willing to serve again. And then Dennis Bertucci is the other position. And so, yeah, I'll amend the motion or add to that to reappoint Ray Gardner and to advertise the two positions open on the Board of Adjustment.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor? Aye.
Elizabeth, aye.
Aye, Conrad.
Aye, Judy.
Okay, that motion passes 5-0, so we'll have Peg, you're probably listening to us, we'll have you put out an announcement, and then we'll review in January the applicants and, we'll see who we get. So thank you. Okay, next on the agenda is the budget. Finally, I think you've got a chance to get the budget. Michelle, send it out. This has been a while coming because we've tried to to get everything loaded on Pelorus. If you've looked at the budget, it looks quite a bit different than what our budget format usually is. So I guess this is a good thing to get used to looking at. This is just first quarter. And I know you haven't had time to really look probably in detail through the budget. So what I would ask each of you to do for the next meeting is maybe look through it. If you have questions, it's a good time maybe to have a discussion of this new way of doing the budget next month, but also look at your departments. I think the key here is looking at what your expenditures are. So first quarter, you should be, you know, around 25%, I'm guessing, that we've spent in any particular area that you're in charge of. That will vary a little bit here and there, but at least familiarize yourself with it. And then we will have the second quarter budget in January, and we can compare, and I think we could have a much better discussion maybe of what our budget looks like in this year that's been a little uncertain as far as revenues and expenditures. That'll give everybody time to familiarize yourself with this new format. I think this is going to be a great way to do it, because now we can submit budgets to the state fairly easily, much easier than we have in the past. We'll try to get, you know, at least quarterly budgets out to each of you so you can look at your department, see where we're at. So are there any questions maybe for Michaela moving forward, understanding that you really haven't had a chance probably to look at this in detail?
I think that sounds like a great plan.
Okay. Any questions from anybody else? I hopefully you all got the budget and maybe you haven't had a chance to look at it, but please do by the next meeting. And, you know, we'll have a little more information. We can kind of see where first quarter leads into second quarter, and we'll see sort of what our budget looks like, you know, projecting forward. Hopefully 2021 will be much kinder and much more normal. Couldn't be much more abnormal, but hopefully things will iron themselves out. Okay. Next thing on the agenda, on the CARES funding, you did get a checks issued list late, and it had some CARES funding, but I asked Michaela to just give me a list of what we've committed so far. If you remember, we had $40,260 total in CARES funding. So that was supposed to come in three tranches. We originally had about 21,000, but we discussed this, or I discussed it before, because we're a resort community, they gave us substantially more than that, because looking at our revenues, we were, you know, obviously hurt more than some other towns and cities. So we ended up with 40,260. Of that, Zoom costs were $1,191.60. So that was included in our, you know, having to go electronic. We're ordering the Meeting Owl Pro to help us get back to meeting, sort of a hybrid meeting where we can still meet as a group, but also allow people to Zoom in. That's $1,063. That's been ordered, should be here sometime. So these are all funds that have already been committed. Our air purification system, which is now in installed, we'll have to pay the second payment on that, and that'll be $4,200 total on that. And so that, again, is already basically spent. And then we did our small business grant program. We put $32,700 in it. That has all been awarded. So we're down to approximately $1,000, maybe a little bit more, but not much more, that we have allocated in our last meeting towards buying or upgrading computer equipment for the clerk's office. So in a way, we've committed to that somewhat, although it hasn't actually been spent. So that's sort of our, I guess, the cushion. Corey Johnson's going to be speaking next about the CARES funding. So I wanted you to be aware that most of the funds have already been dispersed, with about $1,000 that has been allocated, but not actually spent or kind of promised, I guess, maybe the, you know. So just wanted you to keep that in mind. Any questions on the funding? You know, I'm hoping we'll get some more next year, but I wouldn't count on it the way things are going, but I'm hopeful that we can support our businesses a little bit more. Anyway, that's what we have. Any questions, comments? Okay. So next on the agenda is, I think Corey's on. I saw him earlier. So Corey, if you'd like to go ahead and come in and tell us what's on your mind.
Okay, hello, I'm here.
Good, we can hear you.
Well, so obviously I'm on the agenda to request more funds for the CARES grant. And after listening, you know, to what you just said, that the, you know, there's not really any more funds. And I'm not asking, you know, to take away funds from anybody or anything else. You know, I know everybody's in the same situation here. I just felt like after seeing the list of how the funds were allocated, that we were not necessarily given a fair amount. You know, we were second lowest on the list, which doesn't necessarily mean anything, but I guess I sent an email to the town council members kind of explaining a little bit more, and hopefully they can read that and maybe respond, or we can talk further, because like you said, you know, we've used the funds you got and very doubtful that we'll get more funds or there will be more available. So, you know, this is my request for more funds, and also kind of, you know, me trying to be the squeaky wheel. If there is more funding available or, you know, any other help we can get, that's what I'm here for tonight.
Okay, so I'll turn the time over to any council members that would like to ask questions or comment. I think you all originally got a spreadsheet that Michela put together that summarized all of the different, you know, how many employees, how much they had spent on COVID, how much they had lost revenue. It was pretty comprehensive. And then I think you all saw the proposal that we discussed, you know, November 19th, but not all of us were in on that. So if there are any questions or comments that you want to direct towards Corey, go ahead, if you will.
I don't have anything towards Corey, but is there the ability to adjust it or to put other money in? If you said that there was $1,000 remaining, has that all been allocated towards computers or technology for the clerks, or is it available to give more to Corey? And that's one thing. But secondly, I didn't get a letter from Corey. Was it sent via email? How was that letter sent on to people?
I sent an email. I know it was only a couple hours ago, so nobody's really had time probably to get it or look at it, but it was an email.
And you sent it to each of us directly?
I sent it to a group, yeah, message with with all the council members and Judy on there.
Okay. Thank you, Corey.
I got it.
To answer your first question, that's the $1,000 that we've kind of appropriated for computer upgrades, but that hasn't been spent. So it's up to the council, I guess, to decide if you feel that that use still should be looked at, or that $1,000 we can, it's the money we haven't spent. Everything else has been spent.
Well, I guess, I mean, I'd like to be able to read Corey's letter, but right, not in this moment. Looking at the numbers again in the distribution, I would need to go back in and see, you know, the three hotels, motels, and what the paperwork that they submitted in the original application as well. But if there's funding in our budget that we can upgrade the, like in other parts of the budget that we can use to still upgrade the technology, and it come out and the CARES Act just go to the local businesses, if that were possible and we were to look at the budget, that seems like a reasonable thing to do. I don't know if that's available. And I know that in this next month, from now until next month, we're gonna look at the budget and see, but.
Well, I think anything we should do probably needs to be done tonight.
Well, I apologize for not sending the email earlier so everybody could look at it. I mean, basically, we received $1,300, which I appreciate. That's, you know, money I need, but it's the second lowest amount on the list. And I just feel like, you know, I wanted everybody to know, you know, that I didn't feel like, you know, that was a fair amount. And mostly, you know, we've been a business here in Boulder. We've been here 20 years. The Circle Cliffs Motel has been here since the 50s. You know, I thought maybe, and part of it, I should have been at the meeting to voice my opinion then, and then you could have thought about it. But, you know, this is hindsight. I really wanted, you know, to let the town council know that, you know, we felt like we were a little more important and of a business, not than anybody else, but, you know, than the money we received. And that's why, you know, I'm on the agenda to request more funds.
Hey, Steve, can I speak about the computer?
Sure.
If this helps the council make a better decision. Desperately needed is a monitor in this office with a webcam and a decent microphone. The computer tower hard drive itself, we can hold off. That's not absolutely necessary. My vote was to get it done because it is going to need to be done in the next year or two at the latest, but the monitor itself is the big push. So if we could, and there probably is money in the budget for that, so if we wanted to reallocate this and spread it through the businesses, I'm great with that. I would feel really happy about that.
Okay, and I'm sure. Any other comments from council member?
Judy Drain, you said that you did get the letter. Would you mind forwarding it to me? Because I did not receive it.
Yeah, I can do that. I'll send it to, I'll forward it on to you. But I also don't have a problem with it. The fact that they're open all year long and really do help people, you know, travelers is really a big deal. And being a small business like that, I don't have any problem whatsoever with allocating that money and taking the computer money out of the budget if we have it.
Ms. Shayla, do you have an idea of what your actual expenses will be?
It was right in the 1100. That's why I just put it in. I've got one bid so far, but not from a state approved. So I need to get those submitted and find out actual prices. But the monitor itself, I can look up really quick, the size.
I do think it's important that you and other clerks have the technology that you need.
So between the monitor and the webcam, it's gonna be approximately, oh shoot. Sorry, my internet's going slow suddenly.
And does that also include the microphone too, because you had said that?
Yeah, I think it's part of the webcam, but let me just double check. So the webcam, to get a decent capability that I think will ping nicely, would be about $90, right in that neighborhood. And then, and most likely it'll be lower from the state bid site because these groups have contracts. I was just looking on Amazon. And then the monitor is around 120, 150. So, I mean, that's significantly less because we can hold off on the tower. I mean, the hard drive, we've got decent memory. It's just moving a little slow. It's just getting, the processor is getting to the end of its life, if that makes sense for all you techies.
Okay, any other questions or comments or a motion? Whatever people feel that from the council.
So the people involved in this, because I assume, Gladys, since you recused yourself at the last one, that you're recusing yourself. So it's Conrad, Judy, Steve,
and myself. I wouldn't say necessarily that's true, because this isn't affecting her. She's been given grants. So the decision on this, and it is up to Gladys to recuse or not, I don't see a conflict of interest, because we're talking about a different business and you know, hers is pretty much taken care of or has been decided. So I'll leave that up to Gladys, but I don't see a conflict.
Conrad or Gladys, do you have any comments on it?
You're asking to how much are you wanting to give him beyond what you're looking to give him, what, $1,000 tonight?
Nobody's, I don't know.
No one's made a motion yet on that, Conrad.
I was just saying if you had any questions or thoughts.
I don't need a decision tonight. I wanted to just present this to you all, you know, just so you could think about, so we could talk about, you know, like I said, I don't want to say I'm complaining here, but I'm questioning, you know.
And we won't meet again before the deadline to have all of our expenditures into the state. So we don't really have, you know, it'd be easy if we didn't have a deadline. We do have a deadline. So I would like to decide tonight, because I don't want to necessarily call a special meeting for that one item. I think we can take a moment, hear from everybody, and make a decision.
Okay, so if we're looking at it, and Corey's asking us to reallocate, right? We know that there was that $1,000, but there is the ability to readjust everything else or not to touch anyone else's, just for clarification.
I wasn't sure if there was
a question,
but I just thought that would really help.
Say that again. I was.
I said that I know that Corey's asking for an adjustment made. The decision needs to be made tonight. I'm asking is the only area that we're looking at to adjust that $1,000 that could go to the technology for the clerks, or is it the ability to have anything else adjusted, or is that all closed?
That's all closed.
Okay, thank you for the clarification.
So how would you feel, Corey, for $800 or $900?
Well, I mean, I obviously would feel better about that. You know, that puts me closer to the range of the other motels, you know, and if you look at the list, you know, the restaurants, you know, despite the size, we're all grouped the same, you know. I think the stores, you know, there's only the two of them, and for what they've done, I think everybody really deserved $5,000. I know that was the money wasn't there, but I really, you know, I wish there was a way for us all to have $5,000. But, you know, I mean, $800, $900, $1,000, that does make me feel better. That does put me, you know, in the category with the other motels, despite, you know, the fact that I'm a quarter of their size, but some of the restaurants are a quarter of, you know, the bigger restaurant size. So I think that, you know, that does sound a little more fair.
Well, if we keep the 200 for Michela, because the parts that she's getting is because of going Zoom, that would leave the $800.
And that would what? You got 1,300, and that, so 800 would put you up at 2,100.
Yeah, I mean,
what obviously. I don't want to take it away from you, Corey, but at the same time, I want to make sure that either we have money elsewhere to take care of all the technology needs that the clerks need, or that we err on the safe side and, you know, say 300 for them to make sure they get the equipment they need. Because I don't want to undermine that their needs right now too, because that's functioning for, although it's not a small business, it is the business of the town.
I mean, yeah, I'm fine with that. And also, you know, just the fact that I've been here and talked to you all tonight, and, you know, if there is money or in the future, you know, if anybody knows a way to help me or the businesses, which brings me up a question. Do we have a business liaison of sort, or, you know, I know we have someone in charge of the roads and someone in charge of the park, but what about the businesses? You know, is there someone who maybe could have been involved in this in the first place and went, oh, hey, you know, let's, you know, think about some of these businesses.
Yeah, we don't have anybody assigned to businesses.
I mean, just, you know, with what's going on in the world, it seems like all of a sudden, maybe that's something we should think about, or
okay, maybe. Corey, if there is interest in the town of having a business association in the town, there's a possibility for that. I think that some of the businesses were members of the Chamber of Commerce with Escalante, but then we talked about having our own chamber, but there just wasn't ever anybody who really wanted to do it. So if there's interest, you know, I'd be glad to get a group together. Because I agree, sometimes we don't know about what's available.
Well, I would say, I mean, like Corey said, it would be really wonderful if we could have given each business $5,000. There wasn't that money. And I say, you know, just to be able to continue to move forward now, being able to reserve $300 of the remaining $1,000 for current necessities for the technology for the clerks and $700 to Circle Cliffs seems like something that we would be able to do.
You know, and I appreciate that. And I would accept that, and thank you all for that. And again, you know, just keep in mind moving forward, you know, you see on the news that the restaurants have been hit hard, but I'm here to tell you the hotels have been hit hard too. And we depend on the restaurants, which is unfortunate. You know, without a restaurant, nobody wants to stay here, but they can still come and eat without a hotel. So it, you know, I'm not saying the restaurants haven't been hurt. Everybody, we all have, but you guys, I think, get what I'm saying.
Okay, so if someone would like to make a motion, I'm open to that.
Well, let's give them $700 then.
Okay, so I have a motion on the floor for $700 of the remaining CARES money to be allocated to Circle Cliffs Motel.
I'll second it.
I have a second. All in favor? Aye.
Elizabeth, aye.
Gladys, aye.
Conrad, aye.
Judy, aye.
Okay, motion passes 5-0. Okay, thank you, everyone. Thanks, Corey, for...
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Okay. The next thing on the agenda is the audit report. We have the audit. And Michela and Judy spent most of the time with the auditors. I dropped in for a while to sign some papers and kind of get an idea of what was going on. So I just want to let seems like it has changed, and Judy, you can correct me if you'd like, but it seems like it's evolving into something different than it used to be as far as the audit. There were four things that we had to complete as part of the audit. One of them was the small financial survey, and Kimball and Roberts went ahead and went through our books, checkbooks, finances, whatever they did. That was mostly Judy and Michela. And they filled that out for us and submitted that to the state in our behalf. Then there was called a self-evaluation document, which was new to me. I don't know if we've had to do that before, but again, they questioned us enough that they filled that out. In a minute, I'll tell you some of the recommendations from that self-evaluation, but then we had to send that off. So that was kind of a new document, to me at least. Then we had to do one, what's called a fraud risk assessment. And it's a questionnaire that's designed to get at, are we avoiding fraud with our budget and so on. And so it's very lengthy. It's a scoring kind of thing. If you do this, you get points. If you don't do it, you don't get points. And when you add up, you can figure out as a town where we are with our fraud risk. And I believe we ended up in moderate. We are moderate risk, and I'll kind of go over why that's we were assessed that way. And then finally, we had to sign a paper, which was our financial certification that we agreed with, I guess, you know, the audit, how it was done, whatever, that we approved that. So Judy, is that new stuff, or I don't know. I haven't been in on the audits as much as you have.
The one that we, the questions they ask us at the end, we've always done that. The others are new to me too. Now, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll go down through a little bit of what some of the recommendations were to bring us, I guess, up to where we should be. I just kind of made a list based on their checking us as not meeting a certain standard from that. One of the things that we got marked down is it says we need to have a monthly financial report, comparison of actual expenses and revenues to what's budgeted. I think we're able to do that now with Polaris. So that should take care of itself. A lot of these, I think that we're, you know, getting everything on Polaris will help us meet some of these standards. Another one was we need a monthly reconciliation for all bank and investment accounts. I don't know that we were doing that every month. If so, they had us marked as not having that, but you know, we can talk about any of this that you want. We need to post our minutes to the Utah Public website or within 3 days of approval. They had us marked no on that. I don't know if some of them weren't uploaded to that. Each board member has to do an online training, and it's required 1 in 4 years. So there is now on the state auditor's website, each board member needs to go in and complete the training. And they predict it's about an hour to an hour and a half of training. I'm about halfway through it, and it's on budgeting, it's on ethics, it's on separation of duties. They're like little workshop kind of, they tell you information and then you have to pass a test at the end. That you understood what they were saying. So I'll probably send that link out to everyone and you guys can get on. It's pretty easy to do, but I didn't know it was a requirement until I looked at our self-evaluation and said we hadn't been doing it. So anyway, we had to register Boulder Town with the Lieutenant Governor's office. I don't think we've ever had to do that. It's like we're a business. And so we have to pay a fee and register us as an entity. We had to increase our treasurer bond a little bit. I don't think it was substantial, Judy, if I remember, but it was a little bit. And then on the fraud risk assessment, apparently, and I think we've talked about this, but we haven't fully addressed it. We need to have written policies in a lot of different areas that we don't. And I'm going to tell, and not all of them are necessary, but some of them probably are. We need a written conflict of interest policy that's probably a little bit more robust than what we have. So we have a short one, but we probably need to maybe make that a little bit more, have a little more weight or a little more meat on the bone. We need a written ethical behavior policy, a reporting fraud and abuse policy, travel policy, credit card policy, personal use of entity assets policy, computer security policy, and a cash receipting and deposit policy. Those were all ones that we don't have. And I don't expect us to maybe get them all done immediately. The nice thing is when I looked on the state auditor site, there are templates for most of these policies that we just need to go in, tailor those towards Boulder Town, and then maybe pass them as a policy handbook so that we have that for each board member that comes in. But anyway, I don't think that's something absolutely that we need to talk about too much tonight. I think the first of the year, maybe give me a little time to explore what's on the website and what we need to do. But probably in this next year, we should work on having a policy handbook that has at least most of these in it. I don't know that they're all necessary for Boulder, but some of them probably are. So I just wanted you to know that this new audit turned up things I hadn't really even heard of or considered. And I think the state's just moving in a maybe a different direction or you know, I'm not sure. You know, it makes it tough on small towns, I think, because we don't have the staff necessarily. And a lot of these maybe don't apply to us. But I'll kind of report back next meeting and tell you what I found as far as some of these policies and whether or not we can get them into a handbook. Any questions on that?
I just
it's a long time to say a lot of stuff.
Well, I think it'd be a good idea if we maybe send a packet to every state and onto the federal government. And that's a facetious statement.
A little overkill.
Yeah, that's what I thought when, you know, that fraud assessment was quite interesting as we filled it out. We did, and we scored moderate, which means we're okay. And there's a few policies I agree that we need. I'm just not sure we need every single policy that was on the list. So, you know, we need to tailor it to what works for us. All right. If there are no other questions, I'll move on. I just wanted everybody to sort of know what the latest audit kind of turned up. Other than that, I think we're great shape. Anastasi State Park wants to redesign their parking lot. I talked to Jamie Skidmore, who's the park manager, and next spring into early summer, you know, that parking lot's a little bit of a disaster at times when it's busy. Motorhomes trying to get in and out and parking and, you know, it becomes a mess. So what they want to do is have one main entrance where the main entrance is. They would close the gate on the northwest, which is kind of the exit gate now. So they would close that permanently, I guess. And what they want to do is extend the parking lot to the north fence where the dumpsters are. And they would like to create the exit coming out onto, what street is that? Is
500 that? North.
Okay. They'd like to come out where the dumpsters are. So anybody leaving the Anasazi Park would pull out onto that and then onto Highway 12, which might be a little bit safer because if you've been by there, they get motorhomes lined up to the point when you're trying to pull out of that northwest gate now, it's pretty dangerous. So going out the north end and then onto Highway 12 would be a lot safer. And I think that's what they're thinking. But they wanted to make sure the town was okay, which means we would have to move our dumpsters around a little bit. We could move them to the other side of the road. You know, they're on the south side of the road now. We could move them to the north side. We could move a couple down where the other dumpsters are. I said we would go ahead and talk about any potential problems we could see, and then I'd let her know that we're okay with them looking at that plan at least. So are there any comments or questions on that design? Yeah, Judy, go ahead.
Hi. I've been watching that quite a bit, and I think this is not anything to do with the parking lot, but I think we need to stop signs on that 500 North on both sides coming from Connie Reed's down. I think there needs to be a stop sign there and, you know, kitty corner across on the other side.
Good point. Yeah. And that would be really necessary if they did this. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, Steve, this is Jamie Skidmore. I'm on the call tonight too. If you guys have any other questions for me, I can possibly answer.
Good. Did I get that right then?
Yes, you have it right.
Okay. Any questions for Jamie then? Anybody or?
How far down from the entrance that exit gate now, how far down in the parking lot do you want to put the exit gate?
So what I wanted to do was basically square off the parking lot that we have now. So it would basically extend from past the garage and all the way to the fence line. So that's where that exit would go out. There is a power pole there, so I didn't want to mess with that. So I was thinking if we could just stay to the west of that power pole, that would probably be ideal.
Okay, so how far down does the town's street go?
It goes clear down past our place to the east.
Okay.
You know, almost down to even only further north than Wendell's trailer. It goes down there quite a ways.
Okay. So we have plenty of room to move dumpsters further.
Yeah, it drops off a little bit there, down kind of down the hill. So we'd have to do something maybe, but there is a little bit more room where we don't have dumpsters. So what I was gonna have maybe Conrad or Judy go take a look and maybe make a decision of, you know, Jamie brought up a good point when we were talking about dumpsters. Is when people exit the park, they're going to see dumpsters and they're going to fill them up. Not that they don't already, but they're going to be right there. If we leave them there, that's going to be. So,
and just to add to that, you know, they're already technically using them because they just dump their trash at the park. So we end up throwing that garbage in the dumpsters to begin with.
Right. Any other questions or comments?
No,
I think I think from a safety standpoint, it's a good decision. But
you know, me and Steve looked at that. He actually told me about that, and I've been looking at him. And you know, as y'all know, I'm the town maintenance guy, so I try to go up there on Mondays and make sure everything's in the garbage. So when the guy comes Tuesday, it stays in there. And then I try to go up even on Tuesday and put whatever doesn't stay in there, but that's a messy spot already. And if we, you know, I hate to say move it down towards, you know, Larry and Judy, but that's what's going to, I hate to say that, but if that's what happens, you know, it does back it off the highway a little bit, you know, moves the mess a little more right off the main road. And that's, you know, I just wanted to weigh in with that part. We have looked at it.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else?
Is there room to move any dumpsters over there in that small turnaround under those trees?
Yeah, I think we could get a couple more. You mean where the others are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but any more there, and then it's starting to look like Escalante's spot over there with all the dumpsters. You know, it's that stuff blows across the road and over there against the park fence and down towards Wendell's.
You know, Corey, we get it from both sides. Both sides are blown in with trash. You go to that north dumpster, and there's a ton of trash in the backside of the park. We get it on the other side from the trash cans on the other. It's, you know, ideally I'd love to see it consolidated into one spot, but I know that putting it all together there might look pretty trashy too.
Well, I'm going to try and pick up another can too next year, because we really have a problem with them being full. So we definitely need another dumpster.
Well, it sounds like we need another dumpster, Anna, maybe another dumpster spot, or to look at this spot on 500 North and see what we can do with it.
Yeah. So maybe what I'll have, maybe Corey and Conrad being over landfill and stuff, would you guys just kind of keep this in mind, what we're wanting to do, and maybe look at what we have available and see if you can come up with at least a proposal that works for us and works for the park. And, you know, we'll just try it and see what happens. We'll do the best we can. And then if we have to do something different, you know, we'll look at that down the line. But, you know, I'm in favor of letting them come out onto that street. I just think it's a lot safer to make your way out the north and then turn on to Highway 12, you know, without being blocked. So if Corey and Conrad, will you take that on and just kind of look and maybe work with Jamie, and we'll try to come up with the best solution we can.
I was going to say, please feel free to stop in the park. I'll be on pretty much for the next 6 days. So if you guys want to stop in and I can show you what we have in mind, that'd be great.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Okay. Let's move on to the department reports. Gladys, Cemetery Buildings, Tribal Council, got anything for us?
No, you want the flags put up on Monday, correct? That's Pearl Harbor Day. No, not Monday, Sunday. December 6th.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great. You know, that looked fantastic. And I had a lot of people comment how wonderful that looked. So I appreciate all you did to get that out and done. And, you know, I think that's a great thing for us. So.
Okay, we just need to have some place to put them when I take them down on Sunday. Probably, you don't have to have it right then, but we need to be thinking about where we're going to put them and store them.
Could we put them in one of the sheds behind the town hall?
I think so.
I think there's room.
We kind of need some kind of a container to put them in. Well, I've just kind of put black garbage bags over the quote flag part. We'll figure something out then, Judy. I'll get
And I think there's room in one or the other, and maybe Corey can figure out which is the best place to put them. But yeah, we can okay. do that.
I'll get with Corey about where to put them. I don't know of anything we have on the town building. Does anybody have any questions? Travel council, they're suffering the same as the rest of us. No budget. So we're this next year, as far as their advertising and things like that, we're really cutting back on everything. But that's just the way it is. So that's all I have.
Hopefully we'll have a better year coming up.
So. Yeah.
All right, Planning Commission, roads. Judy, do you have anything on for us?
Last month, Lee Nellis, they gave another practice example for the Planning Commission to work on their commercial standard review worksheet. That was pretty interesting. And they're going to do one more. They decided to do one more. And then... let's see, they discussed, and then they want to, they're looking at January to have a public meeting on, I believe, the table of uses is what they said. So if everything goes well, that might happen. They discussed the cell towers. That was a big discussion. They had representatives from DW and ComNet, which will carry the FirstNet, and T-Mobile's up there right now. It's kind of, it's going to be one of those situations that they're just going to have to delve into a little bit more because there are contracts with South Central. It's not going to be cut and dried. It would be really neat if we could put it all on one poll. We'll just have to see how it goes. But at this point, everybody is kind of checking. Well, Curtis is checking into, they gave him a few things they wanted him to check into. So it's just kind of one of those things that it's going to take just probably a couple of months before it really pops his head up from what I saw at the meeting. Now, it could go quicker, but from the discussion that I heard, I'm believing it's going to take a couple of months to even decide what they're going to, you know, what's feasible to do in this town. So it's not cut and dried, that's for sure. With Debbie Stout being sick, Sam was kind of grounded. He's still grounded till next Thursday. So I didn't worry about blue stakes. I wasn't sure what kind of weather we had. And once they come up and spray the paint and everything, excuse me, I thought I'd wait till I know for sure when he can get out, because they're pretty quick to come out. So from Debbie's doing really good, and Sam can come out of hiding next Thursday. So after he comes out of hiding, we'll try to get the cemetery street sign back up, and the one down at Jepson's. Those are the two I'm trying to work on right now.
Okay, sounds good.
Other than that, I didn't make the county planning commission this last month because I was in Salt Lake, so can't tell you anything there other than what I read on the Insider. So I'm sure you all read what was there, but that's it for me.
Okay, on the turn lane, I met with UDOT and the Nielsens, and they were just signing off on the turn lane being completed. The only thing they said they have to do to finish that is they will come back in the spring and restripe it one more time, and then that's done. But so they've kind of officially finished that project and signed off on it and as complete. So that's a nice thing to have done, I think.
Yep.
Conrad, anything? Landfill, grounds, park committee?
No, not that I know of, other than I called Jerry Taylor asking for help if he knows anybody that could come and help clean the dump. So he was going to check into that, get all that metal and furniture out of there as quick as we can. So that's just what I'm waiting on now. Other than that, I got nothing.
Okay, you got the new sidewalk and the new gate that goes into the community center. That looks really nice.
Yeah, he did a nice job on that, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah, that's a real improvement, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, Elizabeth, what have you got? Anything for us?
See, I haven't heard any updates from EMS or so either the fire or the EMTs. I still haven't heard anything about either Andy or Taylor. Let's see, the fire council, I got an email from Judith Guile that they are interested in working with us this winter or separately and presenting before the next fire season of some language adjustments on the current fire ordinance that we used this past season to kind of tighten it up and make it more clear for all people because there was some confusion. And that they're gonna work on that. And if anybody from the town wants to help, but they'd like a few changes. No updates from the library. The Arts Council met and they are thinking ahead of what they can do, but they don't have anything right now other than the galleries continuing to be open on Mondays for people to come in and see it. Garfield County School District, each school is still, is allowed to operate differently than the whole district. So when one school has needed to close for one reason or another because of COVID, it hasn't affected the entire district. The restrictions on extracurricular have been lifted. And so high school sports and other extracurricular are just this past Monday have reopened. They are testing people. I believe it's once a week and there's a limit of people. So if any participant, whether it's an athlete or anyone else that's participating, that's a student, each person gets to have two people in to participate or to watch. So if it was a basketball game, a player could get two tickets and everyone needs to follow the protocols and guidelines, and all the athletes and other participants are being tested weekly. And the district has secured, I think it is approximately 90 rapid tests per high school for the next 6 weeks. They have 90 per week for everyone participating in extracurricular activities.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see, I don't have anything other than to just say that the tree board has submitted this year's Tree City application. So, we have to submit showing that we've done a certain amount of work and spent a certain amount of money and we'll continue to be a tree city. So Pam Furches and her group did that. I think that's all I have from the mayor. Clerks?
I sent you an email just before meeting and knowing that you probably wouldn't get it. I was presented before Thanksgiving with a petition, and I'm not quite sure if I should just give it to you and let you deal with it how you want, or I'd prefer to do it that way if that's okay with you, or do you want me to make copies for everybody, or
you can just get it to me first and then decide from there.
Okay. Yeah.
That'll be fine.
Okay. And I need you and Gladys to be somewhere that I can get some checks signed.
Okay.
I remember Judy tomorrow or the next day if I come downtown.
Okay.
Yeah, will do. I'll try to get up there.
Okay. Or I can chase you down somewhere.
Okay. Anything else, Michela?
I was just going to add, Judy and I will be working at the office together tomorrow. On Polaris and stuff. So we'll be here from 9:30 till whenever. So if you want to stop by the office, you can do that.
Okay.
I remember either of you
or both of you. Bring the checkbook and all the ledgers so we can start entering that into Polaris.
Yep.
Okay. And did everybody get the copy of the checks issued that came in right before the meeting?
I did.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Any questions or comments
Shayla didn't have any money. Is there a reason for that?
Didn't get me her hours.
You,
Miss Shayla. We didn't pay you.
I emailed those a couple of days ago.
Didn't get them. Huh. I'll go back and look just in case. Okay. All right. We'll pay you. For sure.
And thanks for breaking.
Thanks I know where everybody lives.
Yeah. Hey, any questions on it or comments before we, I'll ask for a motion to approve.
I make a motion to approve the checks as is. Except Michelle gets paid.
Okay.
Addis will second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor? Aye.
Addis, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Judy, yes.
Conrad, yes.
Okay, motion passes 5-0. Those are approved. Okay, if there's not anything else, public comments. Anybody that wants to comment can sort of let Michelle know electronically or raise your hand if we can see you.
Nobody's raising their hand electronically, so if you want to talk, you just remember you're on mute and your cameras are off, so you can turn those on and jump in.
Okay, kind of a quiet bunch. So if there's no public comments, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
We'll make that motion.
Okay, motion is made by Gladys. Seconded by Judy. All in favor? Aye.
Yes.
Elizabeth, aye.
Judy, aye.
Conrad, aye.
Okay, thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night. Good night.
See you next year, maybe.
You are excited to say that, Steve.
I know.